From the middle of the war onwards, the popularity of the regime nosedived. In the last months, apart from a brief resurgence after the attempt on his life in July 1944, Hitler's popularity, which had been on the wane since the winter of 1941-2, was in free fall, with reserves of his popularity confined to a dwindling, if still powerful, minority of the people. The evidence weighs heavily against Galateli's assumption that Hitler remained popular to the end. And the Nazi Party was by this time widely detested. On the other hand, there was still extensive support for the Wehrmacht, the underlying prop of the regime in the last phase. Whatever their feelings about Nazism, few people favoured foreign occupation, least of all by the hated and feared Russians. As regards the popularity of the regime, therefore, the picture is mottled grey, you could say, rather than black and white. There was a good deal of partial opposition. Political nonconformity or dissent would be better terms, but this led to no action threatening to the regime. In church-going circles, Protestant and Catholic, Nazi attacks on church institutions and observances caused much unpopularity, although this was compatible with support for national successes, anti-Jewish policy, and foreign conquest.